News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, the News Talk giant of North Alabama, and this is the biggest show across the afternoons in North Alabama, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I'm your host, Phil Williams, here Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., and you can also go straight to our website, rightsideradio.org, and listen live no matter where you are. By the way, you hear the ads on the show, the members of our Right Side team. Just let me make sure you know, too, that if you want to advertise on this show, all you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and go to the contact page, and you'll find the contact info from my brother Bobby. He will square you away, and we will get you on the team. And I'm excited to have the folks that we do have and the ones who are even adding here very soon. So the show is growing by the day. Hey, listen, I was in this whole mode a moment ago about the triple dipper. I said there's three stories, one of which is state government is your only firewall. And I also talked about the crisis at the border. Let me tell you how those two stories even merge. Because right now, your governor, part of your firewall, your state, you know, firewall against the federal overreach, your governor, along with half of the governors in the nation, a little more than half, have now demanded an opportunity to meet with the president of the United States as the chief executives for the 50 states, in this case, 26 states. They are asking for the opportunity to meet with the chief executive for the country and say, listen, we can't keep going on like this. And they're saying on here, in the letter, I mean, I'm quoting from the letter right now. They say, quote, the 26 governors signed on to this. Not only has the federal government created a crisis, it has left our states to deal with the challenges that only the federal government has a duty to solve. National borders are supposed to be a national issue. And literally, they're not doing it. I mean, to the extent that, like right now, have you seen the latest, just, I mean, you've got almost 15,000 immigrants that crossed the Rio Grande at Del Rio, Texas. They crossed the river and they're camped out, 15,000 of them in one mass are camped out under a bridge at the Texas border in Del Rio, Texas. And Vice President Harris, Kamala Harris, she is supposed to be the czar for the border crisis issue. The only thing she can comment on right now, the only thing that we have heard from her at this point, is that she is troubled by images she saw in recent days of Border Patrol on horseback and the fact that they were, in her opinion, they were talked about as whipping these immigrants. Well, first of all, no, they weren't. And secondly, why is she not deeply troubled by the 15,000 illegal immigrants that are camped out under the bridge? I mean, first of all, that didn't happen. If you watch the video, you'll know it didn't happen. And those liberal pundits and you know, trolls on social media, they're trying to create an image of our law enforcement officers on horseback with whips chasing migrants, illegal migrants by that standing, is just a false narrative. But then you go ahead and add to it right now. So there's a story that just came out on Fox in response to the VP's comments. A story on Fox right now with the National Border Patrol's Council's vice president, a guy named Art Del Cueto. He's pushing back against this whole narrative that the mainstream media is claiming that agents have been whipping migrants. He was doing an interview on America Reports, and he says, quote, they're not whipping anyone. They don't carry whips. They don't get assigned whips. And he went on to describe that what they were literally seen doing in the videos is what they were trained to do to protect the horse, to protect the rider, and to protect the individual that may have been trying to cause chaos from knocking the rider off his horse. They twirl their reins in the air, and that keeps it from being allowed to be grabbed while they're riding by. And he says nobody gets whipped, he said, but some members of the media sure are pushing that narrative, and our agency, the Customs and Border Patrol, and our administration is not helping much by not saying something about it. And yet now they have said something about it. Vice President Harris has chosen to call them out. And it's not even true. And yet she can't comment on the 15,000 that are under the bridge. So what's happening right now is the states are having to step up. Now, you've heard me say I served in the Alabama State Senate. A few years back, and I believe this was 2011 and 12, thereabouts, we actually passed a state-level immigration bill. It immediately got challenged by the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center. It was the most fracas, contentious, protested debates that I saw while I was down there. And I saw a few, because the teachers union would usually mobilize some of its more active or activist members. But in this case, liberals came out the wazoo for a bill that simply went to the extent of saying, and I'm paraphrasing, but hey, federal government, if you won't enforce your laws, we'll enforce them for you. And that's essentially what we were trying to do as a state. And it got enjoined, and it got parts of it overturned by the usual liberal federal judges, such as Myron Thompson down in Montgomery. And so multiple aspects of that bill got watered down. But right now what we're seeing is, in the absence of federal action, the states have no choice. Because in this case, Texas is drowning in illegal immigrants, and many of these illegal immigrants are also making their way into the country. At a time when we have a pandemic right now, where the Biden administration is claiming that there's a need for a national vaccine mandate, they're doing nothing to mandate vaccines down on the border with all these illegals that are coming across. Literally, we have seen over 200,000 a month for months in a row. It is out of control. Well, Copper, go ahead and get clip one ready and let me know when you're ready with it. Because clip one is a clear indication that what's having to happen is that the states are having to take action. In this case, for instance, we just had a press conference a little while ago by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who went down to the border himself, held a press conference, and said, if the federal government won't do it, Texas will do it on its own. And he's mobilizing his National Guard, his Department of Public Safety. And in clip number one here, we've got a Texas rancher who's talking about the fact that she has had multiple illegals on her property, and the Texas Department of Public Services or Public Safety is their only real resource. Go ahead and play clip one, Copper.
They could come. Anyway, Laura Allen here. She's a rancher, former county judge. Let's talk about how Texas DPS are the ones securing Texans here. They are the ones that are enforcing laws on your land.
Absolutely. The governor gave us the ability to have Texas prosecute trespassing on our property. And in our case, you know, we do ranch. We own a large piece of property here. Just a couple of days ago, we had 23 illegals come through our property. These were Mexican citizens. And we actually intervened and had them taken from Border Patrol, handed over to DPS for prosecution. They're being processed for criminal trespassing. And so that has enabled a lot of the landowners here to have another mechanism. While Border Patrol is busy here at the bridge dealing with what they have to deal with, DPS has stepped in and been able to do something out in the areas that Border Patrol is not able to get to.
And DPS is...
So there you hear it. The Texas Department of Public Safety is literally the stopgap right now for securing the border and in protecting the citizens from border incursions. I mean, this is no small thing. At what point is it not called an invasion when you have literally 200,000 illegals crossing the border without any governance, without any say, without any processing, without any respect for our borders for that matter, every month. And so folks, I'm just telling you, when, like I said in my monologue earlier, your elected officials should be a reflection of you. And if you're the majority, if the majority of people select a certain person to serve, whether it be a state legislature or school board or wherever, they should reflect the values that you send them there to reflect. They should be somewhat of a mirror of their communities. And right now we need more people to reflect the fact that in Alabama, overwhelmingly, illegal immigration is viewed unfavorably. In Texas, in Arizona, in virtually every state in the nation, the southern border is considered to be an important issue. Why do you think President Trump won the 2016 election? It was largely because of his promise to secure the border. And as soon as he was gone, the border became completely porous. Now, we hear that there's really not a problem on the southern border, but just a little while ago, if I can find that story, I'm going to go back to it real quick. President Biden walking out of his speech at the, where did it go? Did I print that thing out? Yes, here it is. Paper. I got paper. So literally, President Biden walking out of his speech at the at the United Nations was asked about the situation at the border. And I saw the video clip, by the way. He was literally, you know, wearing his mask, walking with his security, ignoring the press. But somebody shouted out, what are you going to do about the southern border? Because 10,000 more migrants, by the way, have come across Del Rio in the last few days, just at Del Rio. And his response was, we will get it under control. He was then asked, are you saying your administration has it under control or you will get it under control? His response, we will get it under control. In essence, he just acknowledged the fact that they know it's not under control right now. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. We're glad to know that the August numbers of 208,000 migrant encounters on the border have not gone completely unnoticed, and you recognize there's a need for control. Folks, your state elected officials are your firewall. And states have plenty on their plate just running a state. States have a lot more on their plate when they've got to deal with what the federal government won't even do. And that's where we are right now. And it's a huge, huge deal. But if you listen right now, you'll find that in the media, there's really no crisis. Copper, go ahead and get clip four ready and let me know when you got it. And we'll see if we can get clip four done before we head to the next break. You got it? All right, go ahead and play clip four. This is Jesse Waters on the Five talking about the media's view of the crisis at the border. Clip four.
So if you have 10,000 Haitians or random guys from Nicaragua or Mexico just lined up pouring into a small town, a ranching town, families that have kids in school and small businesses, you're just going to overwhelm that town. The town can't handle that kind of influx of random people like that. Unvaxxed, no documents, no education, no English. You're going to pour across the border into a small town like that? These people are crying out for help, and the media just doesn't care because they're not affected by it. It's a 27-hour drive from Texas to New York. It might as well be Australia.
And there you have it. The media, constantly protecting the Biden administration, truthfully doesn't seem to care. And right now, the states are having to pick up the federal slack. Now, Biden has said he knows they're going to have to get it under control. I have no idea what that even means. I'm not sure if he knows what that means. All I know is the state of Texas and 25 other governors, to include Governor Kay Ivey of Alabama, have demanded a meeting with the Biden administration, with Biden himself, to say, we've got to get a fix from you for this, because it's become a national security issue, it's become a national health crisis, and we don't have a border, and it's overwhelming our local and state officials. And that's got to happen. All right, folks, heading to a short break here. Just hang in, because we got plenty more where that came from. I'm going to tell you, your state is your firewall against the federal government's overreach. There are times when they collaborate and do good things, like bringing relief to a tornado or something like that. There's times, though, when you need to know you've got elected officials in the state of Alabama who are going to do what they need to do to protect your interests when the federal government is either out of control or has no control. And that's a key factor of where we are right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, folks, I got to tell you real quick about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. And I got to tell you, because I love going out there. And I know this place personally. Charlene and I have been out there many times, stayed out there, gone shooting out there, had dinner out there. And so Otter Creek Farm, you can find their website. It's called ottercreekfarmstead.com. But they are a sight to see. I mean, it's like an oasis in the middle of North Alabama. Check out the website. I think you'll be amazed. Are you looking for a wedding venue? There you go. You looking for a corporate retreat? There you go. Are you looking for an opportunity to go, you know, hunt pheasant and quail? Well, they got the dogs, the guns, the guides, the hundreds of acres of manicured grounds. The facilities are incredible. The chefs are incredible. I'm just telling you. You'll find out real quick when you look at their website, ottercreekfarmstead.com, why they were in Garden and Gun magazine recently. And oh, by the way, why Donald Trump Jr. thought it was a good enough place to come stay overnight and go hunting. That's right. OtterCreekFarmstead.com. Check them out. So continuing this thread right now about the southern border, because I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking live on TV at Overflight in Del Rio, Texas, showing this makeshift refugee camp with thousands and thousands and thousands of people who just literally walked across the border, the river, the Rio Grande, and just parked themselves. And they're just waiting for a chance for someone to come process them so they can walk in. In fact, the Texas Lieutenant Governor just called it a refugee camp himself. I just saw that byline. Thousands of them living under a Texas bridge, overwhelming the local populace. They're saying right now things are happening that are crazy. Like, okay, so the Biden administration, part of this is most of these are Haitians. Go figure. Now, the question I had just recently, and also talking to a family member about this, is how are Haitians getting to Central America and then walking north to the Mexican border? Well, apparently a lot of them had already left Haiti sometime in the past, and they were living in Central and South America trying to make a living because Haiti was so, you know, racked with corruption and disease and natural disaster. Well, on top of all that, they later found out they could come to the U.S. border because the Biden administration made it very clear they would not send them back to Haiti. Well, the Biden administration has apparently recanted after 15,000 of them parked themselves down there at the Del Rio border crossing and began sending some of them back. Well, I just heard a little while ago, Charlene called and said there's actually a report that said that literally one busload of Haitians, realizing they were being taken to a plane for deportation, rioted and took over the bus. There you go. The unrest is going to begin because you let 15,000 of them stack themselves up first before you said anything about it, Biden administration. And now all that Vice President Harris can do is worry about whether some of those Customs and Border Patrol agents on horseback, were they using whips? No, they weren't using whips. They don't go whipping people. Who thinks that? Well, that's all she can do. She's worried about that and inhumanity. Well, how about the inhumanity of letting 15,000 of them park themselves in squalid conditions on the southern border with no ability to assist them? Why are they even here? Because you opened the border. Well, the first border chief for the Biden administration, who was a carryover from Trump's administration, Rodney Scott, he had been the Customs Border Patrol secretary. He gave a stunningly blunt warning to senators recently, saying that what is happening on the southern border right now is an intentional erosion of security. Do you hear that? An intentional erosion of security to bring illegals into the country, and that the Biden administration is misleading Congress about the severity of it. Now, he was a 29-year career law enforcement officer who retired last month, and he wrote the Democrat and Republican leaders of the Senate and Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs and told them that, quote, common sense border security recommendations from experienced career professionals are being ignored and stymied by inexperienced political appointees. That is big doings, y'all. And this Biden administration, he says, is intentionally eroding security to bring aliens into the country. And you have to wonder when you see the complete lack of response. You have to wonder. I mean, is any administration this inept? Or is it on the other side and you find out that it's actually intentional? All right. We are down to the first. I can't believe the first hour is gone. All right, Copper, we're going to come back after the top of the hour here in news. That's right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back with more. You're going to want to hear it. Be right back.